true enough that, you know, you can go to the store and get your milk. Some of the early settlers, I remember, having goats, and they would deal with goat's milk a great deal, but that would be about it.
Yeah.
Cows, sometimes they would have milk cows and things like that.
Yeah. I was just wondering, was there any, you know, what would you call a place where you let cows graze?
Pasture.
Okay. Does the name dairy have any other connotations other than the place, you know, where cows, you know, produce milk?
No. That's about the only thing I can think of.
Okay. Let's see. You mentioned that about, well, there was agricultural coconut growers and I guess avocado. And
mango groves, lime.
What about citrus? Lime?
Lime. Few orange groves. There were orange groves. Grapefruits. These kinds of things.
What's the distinction between a grove and what an apple grows in?
I don't quite follow.
All right, you know, up north, apples don't grow in groves. They grow and they use another term.
Oh, you mean the apple orchards?
All right. Yeah.
Well, we call them groves primarily.
Yeah. Do you know any distinction why you would call it different?
I really don't. I have no real great reason other than, you know, like this is an avocado grove. You know, we just knew it as an avocado grove or a mango grove. I don't know of any different any reasons why they would be called. You know, the difference would be orchards or vineyards or. Groves. I can't place any.
Okay. Oh, I have the same in my background. I just, like, when I got here and I said there's an orange orchard, everybody just laughed at you. You know. and we learned very quickly not to call it an orchard.
Orchard. Yeah. Right. Okay.
All right. What about now? You were talking about gardens. How large would a piece of land have to be? Well, put it this way, what would you call, say, about 40 acres that grew one particular type of thing? What would that?
That would be a darn labor. A farm, I guess. That's what that would be, you know, more so than anything else. But I, you know, like, I didn't know too many people who really, like, had 40 acres of land to plant anything on as a kid. I knew we, you know, there was old lots that the groves did have. The grove growers had. They
had lots?
Yeah, lots, regular home-sized lot. They had, you know, property that, you know, that they had purchased, that they had no intended purpose for it. It was just collateral primarily. And they would, you know, make it turn it into a grove.
Were there any melons growing in the area?
Watermelons?
Any kind?
Not that I.
Is that the only kind of melon that, you know, when you hear the word melon, is that?
That's the connotation I get, watermelon or. You know, or even a honeydew melon isn't on my mind there, or cantaloupe sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, watermelon's the first connotation that comes to my mind because that was, you know, a delight or a treat for most people.
Okay, what would you consider, you know, watermelon? What kind of a thing would a watermelon grow in? What do you call that?
Fact.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get. Now, is there a difference? In other words, is there a size that, well, let's put it this way, what would, for example, wheat or corn grow in?
Feel.
All right, now is there a difference in your mind somewhere between the delineation between a patch and a field? In other words, what types of things grow in patches versus fields?
Well, the only difference I can see would be things that are vine-like, that grow from the ground, would deal with a big, like, patch, for instance. I guess watermelons grow on vines and things like this, so that would be a watermelon patch. Field of things that can go straight up, stalk type of situation.